Curiosity is interest in something leading to inquiry or questions. It's an eager wish to know or learn about something. It's a uniquely human trait. Yes, animals are also curious, but it is mostly the instinct to search for food or mate or some form of protection. It's only the human being who wonders about the stars and what lies beyond. Human beings have a natural streak of curiosity. Otherwise, why would we all be scrolling Facebook or Instagram to find something of interest, and every notification stirs up the desire to know from whom or what the post is? But this instinctive type of curiosity stems from the need to hunt and search for food, sex, and protection from dangers in our animal ancestor times. A 5-year-old child asks hundreds of questions in a day, but by the time they reach 10, they learn that asking questions make them look stupid. But only if you ask questions and take risks will you learn. What we need to and cultivate is the type of curiosity to know, understand, and reflect for its own sake, not to get something, but for the love of learning. We can turn a boring task like cooking just by being curious. Can I replace tamarind, which we use a lot, with lemon juice? Or tomatoes, or raw mangoes, how would that taste? Assumption that this is the only way to cook, or work, or do dishes, is the enemy of curiosity. Fear about what will happen if I try to do something new is another. Hence, those who are not used to technology refuse to learn features or apps that can make life easier for them. We don't need an external cause like pandemic to know how to use technology to teach students remotely. I'm sure those who are using technology today must be thinking, this is so easy. Why did I not do this earlier? When we observe the breath while meditating, it can become very boring. But if we approach it with curiosity, we notice that each breath is different from the other, and that itself becomes a learning. Meditation helps you to be observant about your own sensations, emotions, and thoughts. It helps you to be more curious about them and understand how and why they work for you. Find a place and a posture that is relaxed yet alert, and take 2 deep breaths. Now close your eyes and breathe in the normal rhythm. Notice how your body moves along with the breath. Pay attention to your surroundings. Notice the sounds, smells, the feeling on your skin of the breeze, the temperature, the weight of your body. Now bring your attention to your body and pay attention from the top of the head to the tip of the toes, slowly moving from one part to another. Bring your attention to how you feel now. Give yourself the permission to feel the way you feel now, however you feel. Name it. Now observe your breath with curiosity. Is the breath long, short, warm, cold, deep, shallow, however it is? Notice how each breath is different from the previous one. When you get distracted, notice it and bring back your attention gently to the breath. Now take a break. Let the mind do whatever it wants. Now slowly bring your attention back to your body. Notice the feeling on your body, the weight of your body. Also check in to your feeling. How are you feeling now? Acknowledge it. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. Become aware of your surroundings, what you see, hear, and feel. And take this with you throughout your day. This is Subbalakshmi. Thank you for doing this exercise. Have a great day. Namaste.